here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 22nd of October, 2010. It's the birthday of the humorist John Gould, born Boston, 1908, columnist for 60 years for the Christian Science Monitor. It was on this day, 1883, the Metropolitan Opera House opened in New York with a performance of Faust based on the German poem by Goethe, composed in French, but that night was sung in Italian because it was sort of an Italian-style opera house. This was the old Metropolitan Opera House down on 39th Street, not the one in Lincoln Center. And in 1883, there already was an opera house in New York, the Academy of Music, down near Union Square, one of the main gathering places of high society. But there were only 18 boxes at that opera house. And there was a whole new generation of millionaires, the nouveau riche, who didn't feel so welcome at the Academy of Music, and they wanted an opera house where they could display themselves. So they built the Metropolitan Opera House on three levels with 36 boxes, more than enough for everybody. It was on this day, 1964, Jean-Paul Sartre was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature, which he promptly turned down, as he had said in a public letter a week earlier he would do. He said, "The writer must refuse to let himself be transformed into an institution." It's the 91st birthday of another winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature who was not enthusiastic about it, the novelist Doris Lessing, born in 1919 in Persia. She got the prize in 2007. She'd been out grocery shopping, came home to find reporters around her house. She said, "I couldn't care less. I can't say I'm overwhelmed with surprise. I'm 88 years old, and they can't give the Nobel to someone who's dead, so I think they were probably thinking they'd probably better give it to me now before I've popped off." And she complained later that winning the Nobel meant that she no longer had time to write. She said, "All I do is give interviews and spend time being photographed." Here's a poem for today by Greg Kosmicki entitled, "You Just Think the Last Time." You saw your uncle down at the alleys, his hair still all there, big silver pompadour style, slicked straight back, nice leather jacket, new brown shoes. You just think, "Doggone, old Uncle Bill looks good for 84. He turns and says something. You can't even think what. You wish you could. You wish you had gotten his joke. He was an uncle like all your others, always joking. He said something, everybody there laughed, you laughed too. Hell, you love your uncle. He's one of the last of the brothers. You've got your dad, Paul, known as Sandy, Uncle John, known as Jeep, and Uncle Bill, real name is LP for Leonard Paul. And he's here at the bar, at the bowling alley. Your friend Tim is talking to him. There's a joke made. You laugh, he laughs, Tim laughs, but you can't remember the joke. You didn't quite hear it. The last thing your uncle said to you, the last time you saw him, and if you had known, you could have said, 'Hey, Uncle Bill, say that joke again. I might not ever see your ugly mug again.' And he would. He would have repeated the joke. He would have said it over and over for you as long as you stood there listening. He would still be there today amidst the mild cursing of the billiard players, rancid tobacco smoke, whir of English on cloth, the soft clink of the balls." A poem by Greg Kosmicki, "You Just Think the Last Time," from New Route in the Dream, published by Pudding House Publications and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, with four sections of ideas, information, advice, and destinations designed to help get more out of the weekend. The Wall Street Journal Weekend is available at newsstands every Saturday. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.